At the April 2nd Pocahontas County Commission meeting, Ed Raleigh of the Pocahontas County Solid Waste Authority addressed concerns about the Solid Waste Authority that had been expressed to the Commission at their March 19th meeting by both Gary Sharp and Doug Bernier. Sharp's complaint had been that despite having paid his annual solid waste assessment fee, allowing him use of both the green boxes and the landfill, he had recently still been charged a tipping fee at the landfill. Sharp said he was told that the authority had recently adopted the policy requiring everyone to have their assessment fee payment receipt with them. At that same meeting, Doug Bernier had told the commissioners that an engineering firm annually surveys the landfill to determine its remaining useful life. He said that in December of 2017, the firm estimated that the landfill had 11.4 years of life remaining. But in December of 2018, that same engineering firm estimated the remaining life of the landfill to be only 8 years. Thus, in only 1 year, the estimated useful life of the landfill was reduced by over 3 years. He is worried that in December of 2019, the engineering firm might estimate that because of increased usage, additional years have been subtracted from the remaining useful life of the landfill. He does not see the Solid Waste Authority beginning that long process of looking for a replacement site for a new landfill. At this meeting, Ed Raleigh of the Solid Waste Authority appeared and said they implemented that policy requiring people to have their solid waste assessment fee receipt with them when using the landfill because people were showing up verbally claiming that they had paid the solid waste assessment fee and were allowed to dump. He said that in many of those cases, the fee had never actually been paid. He said that the authority needs that fee money to keep operating on a self-sufficient financial basis. He said it costs $794,000 a year to operate. He also said that proper notice of the new policy has been published in the media. Even so, Raleigh said they are still considering revisions to the policy which would give people who show up without a receipt 5 days to produce the receipt. He added that they have reimbursed Gary Sharp the tipping fee he had paid. He just wants people to understand that they must have their receipts with them when coming to the landfill. This policy does not apply to people using the green boxes. Regarding Doug Bernier's concerns, Raleigh assured the commissioners that he has been searching for a site for a replacement landfill for 2 years, and the process is ongoing. Other actions taken by the commissioners at this meeting include the following: approval of a Memorandum of Understanding, abbreviated MIU, with the West Virginia University's GIS Technical Center for an E-911 grant, approval of a 1-year contract for the Sheriff's Department to lease body cameras for the deputies. This contract, which costs $10,543 a year, includes the cameras as well as off-site secure storage of the videos. The commissioners also considered approval for the Sheriff's Department to require all new deputies to sign a contract agreeing to repay the Sheriff's Department for their training and other expenses if their employment is terminated within 1 year of being hired. No action was taken on this because the commissioners asked the sheriff to reword that contract to only apply if the new deputy voluntarily resigns within the first year of employment. They approved an MIU for the Day Report Center with the Community Corrections Criminal Justice Board and the grant application for 2019 to 2020. They appointed Joshua Hardy as a fiduciary commissioner for the county. They approved a lease renewal with the West Virginia Department of Transportation for the solid waste transfer station at Greenbank. And they appointed Candace Butler to the Parks and Recreation Board for the remainder of a 3-year term expiring on June 30, 2021. West Virginia House of Delegate member William Hartman had been on the agenda for this meeting to discuss Frontier Communications. However, he canceled. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.